Vice Chairman Mackey, Senator Kelly, Senator Miller, and Senator Hoffman, full committee today. I'll just note that we're going to hold over Senate Bill 41, Environmental and Health and Safety Self-Audits. We're working with the several departments on this, and I expect to get resolution on that within the next day, and I expect to take that up on Thursday, and I hope to report the bill on Thursday. So first, the other item that we'll take up today is, or the only item that we'll take up is Senate Bill 14, Insurance for Domestic Violence Victims and Disclosures by Senator Dave Donnelly, who is the prime sponsor. Senator Donnelly, you're with us today. If you care to speak to it, please join us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, all the members of this committee have seen this legislation one form or another. Did pass the Senate last year, and a different version passed the House, and it wound up in the Senate unfinished business file at the end of the last session. This is the same version, I believe, that passed the Senate last year. It's eight other states have passed similar legislation, one form or another, and it addresses the problem of that's been occurring in the lower 48 of insurance companies, we believe, unfairly discriminating against victims of domestic violence by having the fact that they were a victim of domestic violence as an underwriting criteria for whether or not they get insurance or not, or whether the insurance is canceled. And why we believe it's appropriate for insurance companies to look at actual risks involved and say if somebody, say, had a pre-existing condition due to domestic violence or had some other reason other than the fact that they were simply a victim, that's appropriate to consider insurance underwriting criteria. Just the fact that somebody was a victim and nothing more shouldn't be the only basis for denying them coverage or canceling their coverage. The bill's very clear that it would only prohibit this type of discrimination if that's the only reason the insurance company gives. And it does provide that people could ask the insurance company why they chose to either deny them insurance or to cancel their insurance or raise their rates. And they need to be able to articulate some objective fact other than just that they were a victim of domestic violence to justify that if this legislation passes. The main questions that have evolved in the course of this discussion of legislation are whether or not it should include all lines of insurance or simply health and life insurance. I believe that it should include all lines of insurance. The version that passed the Senate last year did include all lines of insurance. There have been examples brought forth by various women's organizations of discrimination in property lines in the lower 48. Those have been disputed. We've gone back and forth on that, whether those are actually good examples of that or not. But I think the fundamental question we need to ask ourselves is it ever justifiable for even in a property line of insurance to discriminate against somebody simply because they've been a victim and not because of some objective fact? I want to clarify that some more. If somebody's a victim of a domestic violence and they have some physical injury because of that, and the reason the insurance company decides not to provide them with, say, health insurance if they apply for it at a later time, is because of that physical injury or ongoing condition, that's an objective fact. I believe that's a fair underwriting criteria, and this legislation would allow that. But if it's simply because they were somehow victimized before and not because of any objective fact or any objective criteria, then that doesn't seem appropriate at all. And that's what this legislation would prohibit. So I believe that even in the property lines of insurance, it is appropriate to make them have an objective reason for that. I understand there's a correspondence from Mr. George here who represents... I believe the independent insurance agents, and somebody may be here to speak to that also, but National Association of Independent Insurers. And he cites an example in his letter where if the example given is if one spouse was decided to burn down the house where the other spouse lived, and which they own jointly and insure jointly. Could the insurer deny the claim because of that person was the it's an intentional act with the which insurance policies do not cover, an intentional act of an insured? Could they still go ahead and deny the claim? I believe that they could, because that's a separate objective reason for denying the claim, not just because that person was the victim of domestic violence. I mean, that's clearly an underwriting criteria, is you don't want insureds to go around destroying their own property and then collecting on it. That's, to me, that falls within the exceptions here, that's outside the prohibition here, because there's another good reason for denying the claim and not just because somebody was a victim of domestic violence. So with that, I'd sure be happy to answer questions and or move on with other testimony of other folks.
Questions from committee members? Thank you, Senator Donnelly. And in your clarification, that does allay one of my concerns about property damage by perhaps an estranged spouse and using that as an excuse for collecting. And it would be my intention, certainly, in establishing the legislative record that that would not be covered. And you know, this would not reach to that type of event. In the interest of time, I'm not going to, well, we'll hear other testimony. I'm not going to hold the bill in this committee to research that, but I will send a note along to the next committee and also perhaps to our alleged legal just to look at that, to see if there's any other clarifying language needs to be put in there. And if not, probably no problem, but just want to make sure that we're very clear on that.
Mr. Chairman, just to point the committee's attention to the language I believe clarifies that is on 8 and 9 of page 1 of the bill, if the refusal, cancellation, denial, or increase results only, the word only is a key element here, from the fact that the person was a victim of domestic violence. In the example given in Mr. George's letter, the reason is not only because the person was a victim of domestic violence, it's because the perpetrator wasn't insured, and the policy excluded collection by an insured for an intentional act.
And I do not have a sign-in sheet of people scheduled to testify, although I do have a list, and this may be a list from your office, mm-hmm. of those expected to testify. So is there a sheet? No additional. Do we have anybody signed in? Oh. Well, then.
You're not opposing your bill.
Okay.
Is there anybody here who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 14? Is there anybody in Anchorage on the teleconference network? Any discussion among committee members? What's the pleasure of the committee regarding Senate Bill 14? Vice Chairman Mackey?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 14 out of committee with individual recommendations.
It is motion to report Senate Bill 14 from committee with individual recommendations and with the accompanying zero fiscal note. Is there any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. The bill will be reported. That is all. And just note that Thursday, I expect that we'll take up Senate Bill 41. Is there, Annette, is anything else on our agenda for Thursday? Okay. Be here on time so you don't miss the fun, and the meeting's adjourned.